Hello, welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Jesse Bergen.
I'm Thomas Tolles, and today we have a very special guest.
Hello.
I bet you know who that is.
My name is Tristan Foy.
Nailed it.
First time's the charm. Thank you for joining us,
yeah,
Tristan.
Yeah, I'd like to start our show by humiliating our guest.
Yep. To be fair, we did put you on the spot by asking you your name.
No, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be embarrassed by my friends. So
we're all going to be embarrassed by the end
of
this.
How would you describe yourself to our listeners who might not know who you are?
I would describe myself as a friendly person who may seem unapproachable, but is really just terribly anxious.
I think all of us can relate to that.
That makes three musketeers.
Well, here we are.
Crunch, crunch, chocobar.
So, this article, or rather this podcast, is all about articles on WikiHow, an educational website that teaches you how to do things you might not know how to do. So today, Jesse's going to be leading us through an exciting article, and Tristan will be providing some support. Once we finish discussing it, we will improvise on the discussion.
So today, we are going to learn how to pretend you understand football. This is American football, by the way.
Not to be confused with
Canadian. Australian football.
Oh, right.
And Canadian football.
I didn't even think of that as a category.
But it is. Like, we have four downs, right? Yeah, no, we have three downs.
We have three.
This article will be good for me. Mm-hmm. We brought in Tristan because he's a sports expert.
Well, yes. Very much.
So he's going to lend his expertise while we all pretend.
Yes, but not in American football, so.
No. Who's got the time? How many? They play, what, 700 games a year?
Is that baseball? I think that's baseball.
Okay.
Which is wrapping up right about now.
Hmm. Who knew?
I didn't.
That makes three of us. So, step one. Choose a football team to follow. It is best to start out this process with one team.
This checks out for me, because there are lots of teams, and if you try to follow them all, you know.
How many teams are there?
Well, in the NFL, there's
700, I think.
There's 700.
Like they each play one game.
Yeah, that's right.
Against nobody.
Against their fans, I guess.
It's like one of those pee-wee games where they play against children for charity.
And all the parents get involved and yell at each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's easy with Canadian football though, because there's only nine teams.
Right. Let's name them all.
Oh,
the Toronto Blue Jays. That's one.
Prince Edward Island Pacers.
Yeah, they're good. They're pretty good. They're having a good year. Calgary Sportsmen.
What's your favorite, Tristan?
My favorite is the Sault Ste. Marie Bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly vicious team.
Yeah, you don't want to get near them.
Vampires have actually asked them to change that name because they find it offensive.
their mascot is like Dracula with like a widow's peak. And it's
stereotypical.
Maybe in the 1800s when like Bram Stoker was
that
writing.
That shit would have flown, but like, we've been to Transylvania. The people are not like that.
Exactly.
No.
It's important to pick one team because if you try to follow all teams and know all the players on all the teams, that's just way too much information.
You're going to overwhelm yourself.
It's true. You're wearing all 13 jerseys at once is just untenable.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen those videos where somebody tries to put on a whole bunch of sweaters at the same time?
Yeah.
Be like that.
It's like movies. Like, you can't watch every movie, but if you know a lot about just, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, you can make yourself appear to be a movie expert just by only talking about that one movie.
Exactly.
Right.
Or the TV show, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Mm. Yeah. Or
both
the
classics.
4D live presentation at, I think it was Universal Studios.
Do they actually shrink?
I think you watch them get shrunk, and then while you feel shrunk. Oh, no, it's Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Oh.
This is fascinating. Just kidding, it's not. But then, like, there were little mice running around, and they would, like, tickle your feet with dusters and stuff. That was the fourth dimension.
Wow. Touch? Yeah. Was the fourth dimension?
Yeah, I thought so.
Wait, what was the third dimension? Sight and
depth.
Sound.
Yeah, because screen is two-dimensional, and then, like, there was a snake in it, and it comes out of the screen at you, so that's the third dimension.
So you wear 3D glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, 4D, check it out.
Speaking of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, step two, learn the names and numbers of some of the star players on the team. More than likely, at least one of these specific players will have contributed to any given game.
Mm-hmm. So again, you're playing an odds game here. Your brain is not big enough to learn more than this, but you can learn a few things and tastefully insert them into sports conversations. I mean, Tristan, if I don't know almost anything about football, do you think if I knew a few players, I could trick you into thinking I knew more?
I think you could, and especially because I am no football expert.
Mm.
Well, you know, you brought me in and you said that I was. But
oh, we right, really set you up. Yeah.
You know,
calling Jesse a liar.
I'm calling him out
on my own podcast. I didn't want to do this here on this public forum, but
an incredibly vulnerable space for us.
It's true.
But no, it's you could absolutely trick me. Okay. If you threw out a few names like, oh hey, how about that
Tom Brady? Stop deflating those footballs.
He's been doing that like crazy.
That's right. Deflategate.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all the rage.
Yeah.
Back in the spring.
He was caught cheating in the Deflate Hotel, right?
That's right.
Or something?
Yes.
Or breaking into it?
The Deflategate Hotel.
Right, yeah, that's how why it was
that's
called.
That's right. That's why they named it the Deflategate Scandal.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I also don't know much about football, but I could probably even make up a name and then say a number and it would sound credible.
Let's hear it.
You just gotta sound confident.
Troy Frankfurt, number 36.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he play...
of the PEI Pacers.
Right.
Middle back?
He plays middle back. Sometimes. Mm. Sometimes he plays flat back.
But, I mean, most of the season he's out with injuries, so...
That's true. Yeah, he glass arm. What are you going to do, right?
Well, I mean, he hasn't played a full season since he got drafted.
No. See, we just totally BS all of that, but it sounded entirely real.
I've already forgotten his name. Can I guess?
Troy Frankfurt?
Oh, sorry. No, let me guess it.
I'll cut this out and then I'll let you guess. And
Troy then... Frankfurt, was it?
Unbelievable. Wow. I honestly can't remember either. It's pretty easy. Just say a first name, last name, and then a number.
And then just throw out a few terms. Oh, yeah. I think that's the next step here.
Perfect segue, Tristan. Number three, learn a few key football phrases, such as, and they give examples, touchdown, first down, field goal, pass interference, etc. You don't need to understand them.
Key? Yeah, exactly. You don't need to understand these terms.
Just pronunciate.
Yes.
Pronunciate?
Yes. You nailed it.
Oh, boy.
Just pronunciate them correctly.
Two syllables in, I knew I was in trouble.
So, yeah, this article is asserting that just knowing the words without their meaning will be enough to trick football fans. So if someone throws a pass down the field and you shout, first down!
That could work, though.
It could fit. You don't know.
If they line
maybe...
up for a field goal and you're like...
Pass interference!
I don't know about those chains that they're moving. I don't know about them moving those chains. People are going to know something's up. I think it's just about selling it with confidence.
I just started watching Friday Night Lights, which is an amazing TV show. But as a non-football fan, the whole time I'm just screaming different random phrases, hoping
like,
I'm involved.
Yeah. Blue 42! Yeah, exactly.
See, all of those words I still don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Blue 42.
Well, blue's a color. And
blue
42 is.
Do you think everybody when they were in high school learned the phrase blue 42 as like a football phrase?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Why is it that one?
Does it
like,
reference like
the
I'm
blue
dubba dee dubba die? Do you guys remember
oh,
that
yeah.
song?
Classic
yeah,
song by Eiffel 65.
Yeah, Eiffel 65. Blue 40, blue 65.
Yeah. Oh, blue 65.
Oh, there, yeah.
How many 12 minute runs did you do to abba dee abba die?
Yeah.
Oh,
my! What's your guys' favorite football term?
It's a good question.
I like sacking.
Sacking's
good. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a really good one.
That's good. I like dunk. You guys like dunk? Is that, you know, when you just dunk the ball?
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It doesn't usually happen in football.
Yeah, usually basketball that happens.
I mean, Canadian-American. depends on which country.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, yeah, okay.
In Canadian football, there are three downs and a net.
And if you get a touchdown outside the key, it's 3 points, which is less, actually, than running it in.
Yeah, so you want to get in there when you score a touchdown.
Tristan, what's your favorite football term?
I'm going to go with touchdown celebration. I guess it's not the term itself,
kind
but
compound
what
term.
What it is describing. I find touchdown celebrations to be really, really pointless and hilarious.
For a couple years, every time someone got the ball in the end zone, I thought it was called a touchdown celebration. So I'd shout, "Touchdown celebration!"
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just blending in.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure you blended in.
I would just completely yell, "Ref, what are you doing?" at random intervals, and usually would line up properly.
Yeah, you can shout any vulgarities at the ref, and people will be on your side.
Because
yeah,
they're less than human.
People will generally agree with you if you take down a ref in some way.
Because they're not doing their jobs
properly.
That's
right, and they deserve to all be fired. Because they're not doing their jobs right.
See, now I feel like we're talking about football. Step four, keep conversations vague. They give some examples here. Wasn't that interception awesome? Or, wow, what a game for Thompson. Thompson is having a great year, though.
Thompson is...
Oh, my goodness, Thompson.
Is far exceeding a lot of people's expectations.
You know, he's a little bit of a loose cannon out there, but...
How could he not be?
Thompson, he's got a handle on the blitz, but sometimes those slow moves, you know, they break down.
The slow moves break down, Thomas.
But he's gotten a lot of sacks.
His huddling has improved a lot.
I would just say he's a maverick. He's a trailblazer. Like, he rides the game.
Yeah, but he also rides the line because you never know where he's going to go with it.
With Thompson,
which
you just
end
never
zone.
Know. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses. I mean, Thompson's a wild card.
Yeah, that's life, you really can't say for sure one way or the other.
You know, I try to come down one game, and then the next game he goes the other way, and it's is he going to throw it? Is he going to kick it?
One hell of a player.
Yeah, I've noticed he does get a lot of handballs where he touches the ball with his hands, which I don't know if that's allowed.
I mean, it's called football. It's
I know.
What's he doing?
But I don't know. But wow, what a game for Thompson, eh?
What an athlete.
And an awesome interception as well.
I like to be even vaguer sometimes.
Yeah, what do you mean?
A lot of points last night, huh, guys?
Oh,
something
like
that. I like
man,
that.
There were a lot of points.
Or
some points.
Did you see those plays? Unbelievable.
That was a game.
That ball looked well stitched.
Mm-hmm.
Super well stitched.
It's true. Nice. Do you see the pads on that guy?
Oh, man. I think those were new.
Were those regulation?
Yeah. Arguable. Couldn't really tell. I don't have HD.
Yeah.
Some master printer painted those numbers on the field because they are crisp and readable.
Some
that is
really good
very
lines.
Specific. Yeah, I keep being very specific but irrelevant, whereas you guys are being vague. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Number five, step five, ask questions using the things you've learned. A good way to avoid any possible slip-ups is by doing the asking yourself. Use questions like, what did you think of that play? Or, how did you think the game was going to turn out?
So let's try one what is the end zone?
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good question.
I feel like you might give away that you don't know the term.
I don't think so. I think that's a pretty...
Okay.
So the answer to that question would probably be the end zone is where you score points.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I like to ask, why is that giant bird wearing a football helmet and dancing?
Oh, and then I guess...
I still don't know.
I guess the answer to that would be...
Genetic experiment?
Yeah, probably.
GMOs?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, don't eat corn, guys.
Yeah, stop it. Stop eating corn.
It's true.
But this is genius. This is also good improv advice. If you don't want to reveal that you have no idea where you're going, what you're doing, just ask and ask and ask. The other player will answer.
Which team is which is a common question I have.
Who's wearing the orange jersey?
Yeah, that's good. I like to ask, who are these two guys talking over the game I'm trying to watch? Do you ever just find that really annoying?
Yeah, you're just sometimes trying to watch it, and these fools, these clowns are just
total clowns.
Making
monkey shines.
Making, exactly.
Can I get a hot dog?
That's a great question. You're asking now?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any in the house.
Okay. Sorry, I'll focus on the article.
Thank you. Jeez. Every time. Okay, let's move on to number six. Remember one big play that happened in a game. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, again, to continue my flawless movie analogy, if you remember that the kids were shrunk in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I think you'll be able to navigate most conversations about that film. Mm. Yeah. As long as you remember they're small and the parents are big, yeah, you basically get it. It
does get into a bit of a tricky situation if you've only heard of or seen the film in the series Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves,
where
the parents shrunk themselves and the kids are regular sized.
Number two is really confusing because it's Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
That's right.
Which sounds like they exploded.
It sounds like they killed
their child, yes.
Which is horrifying.
But really, he's just been exposed to radiation and is progressively growing larger.
Yes. Oh, like that blueberry girl in Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Except even larger.
Honey, like, maybe you should sell your shrinking equipment.
Yeah,
after the first time.
Yeah. There's too many sequels happening. This is becoming a problem.
Like, this one machine has successively caused every problem in our lives.
Honey. And yet it's still here.
We need to go to counseling.
Yeah, exactly. Honey, maybe try another hobby.
Honey.
Do you think...
I want a divorce.
Yeah. Yes. Does honey soften the blow when you're telling your spouse that you, like, damaged your children permanently and you say, look, honey.
I think if they were to do a reboot with, like, Ashton Kutcher or something, it'd be like, babe, our kids got small.
Dude, I shrunk the car.
Dude. What size is my car?
Oh, that's where the car was.
Yeah, it was tiny.
It was a Hot Wheels car. Right. That's the confusion.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, now I don't need to see that movie. But you thought that I had seen
it. I did think you had seen it.
That's what we're talking about.
Just one big play that happens in a game can make all the difference.
Just like we were talking about. I make a mistake sometimes, and I will pick the first thing that happens, which is usually the hike. And I'll be like, did you see that hike in the first quarter? Turns out there's a lot of hikes in a really good game.
It was really interesting when the captains of both teams shook hands.
You know, it really showed that we could cross the political divide, though.
Yeah, shows us all that we can work together and cooperate, regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless of whose side we're on.
No matter how offensive those bloodsuckers might be.
That's right.
The Pacers are going to shake their hands.
That's right.
It's also not good to think that the halftime show is part of the game.
Right.
Sometimes it'll be like, that Lady Gaga, I think she should be subbed out, you know, for someone else. Maybe like a Miley Cyrus?
Maybe Katy Perry.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember Left Shark? Or was it Right Shark?
Oh, the San Jose Sharks.
Yes.
I mean, they all need to learn how to skate.
True.
In my opinion. The step seven.
I think is the final step.
This is the last step, everyone. Number seven. Feed off the other fans, mimicking their reactions. Though you may not know what's going on down on the field, the people around you probably do.
This can get you into some trouble, because sometimes football fans get very upset.
Yep.
There can be rioting after big games. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but you can't let them know the truth. So no matter how far they go, if they're tearing out chairs, if they're punching each other in the face, if they're smashing windows and stealing TVs, I mean, you gotta just go with the flow. It might be mandatory football behavior.
If you are sitting next to some people that are spelling out words painted on their chests, you know, paint on some punctuation, get in there.
Yep.
Go at the end of the line, maybe an exclamation point or a question mark. Right?
And that's a bonding experience. You made some new friends.
It's true.
The step goes on to say, the key to the step is to cheer and yell even louder than the other fans. Make your motions really exaggerated and animated, giving the impression that what just happened has greatly affected you.
That's right. Just act like this game is like the last thing you're going to see before you like get the death penalty or something. Like, this is all you have. This is your last meal. Embrace it.
And you don't want to get the death penalty.
You don't.
That's the worst penalty.
Yeah. It is the worst penalty.
That's I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, Troy Frankfurt rests his soul.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you shouldn't have traveled.
No.
And so let's just paint the picture of the finished false football fan at the end of this article. So they're screaming louder than anyone in the audience, pulling random phrases, asking questions, using vague statements, just a couple of the players' names. So there's this shrieking, wild, body-painted football fan who's just shouting essentially nonsense, and you are included in the experience.
I don't think a lot of fans know what's going on. I feel like it's all one big
kind
of bluff.
A lot of people pretending to know what they're talking about, and everybody just pretends together, and that's fandom.
Because, like, football is ultimately a very violent game. People get concussions.
It's very complicated, too, with all the plays, and it's all set up. And
all the playbooks, all the styles.
Yeah. You have all your coordinators coordinating.
Yeah. There's a defensive coach and an offensive coach.
Yes, and as well as a head coach.
And a head coach, just for their heads. That doesn't make any sense.
Special teams coach.
I guess they get a lot of concussions, so it makes sense to have a head coach. Special teams.
Special teams.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Like the Fantastic Four.
That's right.
Right. The Incredibles.
Rocket. Yeah, the
Team
Incredibles.
Rocket. They're famous for blasting off in the fourth quarter.
Again and again.
Absolutely.
Every single game,
Honey, we're blasting off again.
They're consistent, though. That's important.
They are they're consistent. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have some teams like the Bloodsuckers. Not very consistent.
That's right. You have some teams like Team Jacob. Versus Team Edward.
That's right.
That's a rivalry for
and,
the ages.
And again, the Bloodsuckers really pissed off Team Edward.
You'd think there'd be a lot of overlap there,
Thomas. You would think so, but actually very rival teams.
Very much so, yeah.
It's complicated on that gridiron.
Yep.
The old gridiron gang.
Well... You've heard of the longest yard. This is the longest discussion about a wiki hour.
Yeah, that's right. If only one of us were Adam Sandler. I think that was the remake?
Yeah, that was the remake.
Now, for a little bit of improv. Okay, not going to use that.
Thompson, get in here.
Hey, coach.
Look, I don't want you making that noise in front of the other players, all right? Try to control yourself.
I'm sorry, coach. It's just, I get nervous. It's not, I'm not doing it on purpose.
All right. It's the fourth quarter, Thompson. You know what you have to do?
Gotta go out and I gotta win.
That's right.
Win the game. The football game.
That's right, Thompson. And I got just the play to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta move hard, you gotta move fast. You gotta throw the ball, pass the ball, catch
the ball,
catch the ball, and score.
Score.
All right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
Thompson, remind me some of the other players' names.
Oh, there's Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. Okay, so what is he, offensive?
He's a mid-back.
All right, Thompson.
Middle back.
Thompson, you gotta toss that pigskin over to Jacob.
Jacob,
all right?
Middle back.
Yep. And then just give me one more name.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah,
Edward.
Okay, all right. So we got Edward, and, you know, he'll be blocking.
Yeah, he's a blocker.
Okay, all right.
Blocker
so,
side.
Blue 42?
What?
That's right. Get out there, Thompson. Win us this football game.
I'm going to do it for you, coach, for Edward, and for Jacob.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
What a game. What a game. I am here with Thompson, who has just completed his 500th pass, winning the Seattle front backs. Is that what you're called?
The Seattle front backs.
The Seattle front backs, their ninth consecutive game.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that I did that.
Unbelievable. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling proud and good. I feel good.
You look it. You look good. You look great.
Thank you.
You look
Thank
great.
You. Yes, I think so.
What would you say you did to differentiate yourself from the other team?
Well, I went out there and I got the ball, and I
threw it, and we won the game.
Wow. Unbelievable strategy. Unbelievable prowess. You heard it here first on ESPN 6. Thompson, Barry Thompson, is the player in the running for MVP of his team.
Well, you know, and I'm just heading out there, and I want to have a good time, and I'm doing this for my folks, my family, you know, because we didn't have a lot growing up, and I'm doing this for them because it's good and important, and I love you, Mom.
We have a surprise for you, Thompson.
Oh my God.
Your parents are here right now.
Oh, what?
At this interview.
What? Oh, my
Hi,
God.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hey. My God.
I'm so proud.
My boy.
Oh, my God. Hey, you guys. Oh, I love you so much.
We love you, Thompson.
I didn't know you guys were going to be here.
Little Barry. My little Barry's all grown up.
Oh, my God, Dad.
This is, would you believe it? This is the first time we've seen you play.
Really?
Yeah, you couldn't get the darn DVR to work.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Your father fiddled and fiddled. We're in counseling now.
Okay.
It's true. I'm a Shaw man. She's MTS. You know how it is. Anyways, why couldn't you catch like that when we played in the yard? Just kidding. I'm real proud.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dad.
So what do you think, Thompson, my boy? You gonna go all the way to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, God willing, I hope that my team pulls through.
Well, we're going to be rooting for you 110% of the way.
As soon as we figure out that TiVo.
Yeah, it's modern technology is the devil's fingers.
Well, when the season's over, I can come and help you. But I guess that won't be any help until next season.
Hey, Thompson.
Hey.
Hey. You mind taking it easy next game so I can come off the bench?
I'm sorry?
I'm tired of being the second string middle back.
Hey, man. I'm just out there doing my job. If you want to play more, maybe you need to show what you're made of.
I can't do that when I'm on the bench all the time.
Maybe you're there for a reason.
Well, maybe you're gonna get punched for a reason, man.
Wait, what?
Poof!
Poof!
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on in here?
Coach!
Coach!
You players fighting?
It's not what it looks like.
Okay, first of all, remind me who you are.
My name is Daniel.
Daniel?
Fergus.
Daniel Fergus. Well, Fergus, you listen to me.
I'm listening,
Thompson's
Coach.
My golden boy, and he can't play with a puffy eye or a bruise on his cheek. He needs to be glorious and beautiful. That's what the players resemble.
But Chief, you gotta put me in. You heard me.
Are you also confused? Because I am so confused, and oh my God, I would love to talk to someone
You
about
are
it.
My chief, and okay. I'm ready to do whatever it takes.
Look.
This guy...
Look, I already forgot your name, but here's the thing.
It was Daniel Fergus, I think.
Here's the thing, alright? Football games are not won on the field, as far as I know. They're won in the eye of the beholder.
Right, right.
So if we have this statuesque Thompson boy, if we have him on the field, sure he's chucking the ball, he's passing it, he's wearing a jersey, all the usual. We're going to go all the way to the top.
Well, fine. Fine, if that's the way it's going to be, if you guys aren't going to give me a chance, well, don't be surprised tomorrow during the game if something's different about the balls.
What, something could be different about the balls?
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to standard size and weight.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, wouldn't that be weird if something happened because you didn't put me in?
Yeah, it would be weird.
It would be
I'm going to think about that. I'm going to go back to my hotel, the Deflate Gate.
You think about it. You think about it. Both of you think about it.
You try to swing at me again, man. You're going to regret it.
I'm out of here.
And welcome. It is a beautiful day on the pitch. We are ready to play some foosball. I'm sorry, football. We are playing football here today. And here comes the teams.
That's right.
Oh, we've got Thompson coming out of the dugout. He is, lots of fans there. I can see some women of all ages throwing undergarments towards Thompson. He's liking it, but he is making noises of nervousness. That's just classic Thompson. That's classic Thompson. And,
well, Ted, I'm here too. Just saying hi.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
No worries.
Pop in whenever you like.
I will do my best. It seems to me that there's something wrong with the ball. The ref is holding up the ball and he's looking at it. It looks like it's 1/32 of its normal size. It's been shrunk.
Well, everyone knows that a shrunk ball makes for an easier game.
That's true, but for which team?
Well, time will tell.
I guess so. Oh, and it looks like something else is going down, too. Looks like all the field goal posts have also been shrunk.
You know what?
This might be closer to foosball than we initially anticipated.
Do you know the expression, size of a football field?
I do not.
I would say that this is much smaller than the size of a football field.
I dare say you're right.
In fact, there are only about 6 audience members. There's a... Wow. I mean, this is a 1-foot yard here.
Hey, Thompson, you like that?
What have you done?
I shrinked you. Don't try to sweet talk your way
Thompson,
out of it.
Restrain yourself. Now look, we still have to play this game no matter how tiny the field is.
But it's so tiny, Coach.
I don't want to hear it, Thompson. It's us versus the Bloodsuckers. And you know they're the most hated team in the league. Now, Daniel, that's your name, right?
That's don't wear it out, Chief.
You seem to have some kind of chip on your shoulder, so I'm putting you in.
These are just my shoulder pads, Chief.
All right, well, you should get new ones. Anyway, let's see what we got. All we have to do is take one step, and we get that touchdown, okay? The field is tiny, but there are 11 of them in a meter-squared space. So you have to get past them, Thompson, and the only way is if you and Daniel sort out these differences of yours.
Oh, dang it, I'll go back to lacrosse before I team up with this chump.
Yeah, I'll go back to my hometown, USA, before I work with this cheater.
Look, I'm the chief, the head chief, the offensive chief, the defensive chief, and the special teams chief. And when I say goes, we're running Blue 42, folks. Let's work together on this.
Well, Blue 42, chief, that move hasn't been accomplished since 1945.
As far as I'm concerned, every play is a version of Blue 42. But this one's the one that counts.
All right.
And we see the teams are stepping onto the field to play. Here comes Thompson with what looks like number 47. Daniel is coming up behind him. That player's normally benched at these games, and they're in position.
I'm still here. Just commentating
as well. Okay,
just,
well, I can't just leave spaces for you to pop in with your color commentary. You gotta...
want my wife to know I'm okay.
Jeez, you are so insecure. They're on to the goal line now. They've got to make it 12 inches to score that goal and win this football game. The ball's hiked.
Cool.
And Daniel is... Well, he's climbing on top of those shoulders. He's toppling into the end zone. I mean, this is... I've never seen any... And it's good! They won! The game is over after one goal! It is over! I'm calling it!
But what a goal it was. Well, Thompson, I owe you an apology.
I owe you an apology, too. Maybe if we'd been working together from the beginning, we could have prevented all this from happening. Maybe we could have played a true Blue 42.
You dang straight. You just threw that sentence right into my heart posts, scoring you a touchdown of my respect.
3 extra points.
I guess I better unshrink everything now.
Well, I'll stand back so that I don't get caught in the crossfire.
Hey, you can get caught with anything because you can catch a ball. Ain't that right, Coach?
Couldn't have said it better myself, boys. You make me so proud.
Teamwork is the real hero.
Darn toot.
Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose.
Honey, you blew my mind.
Friday Night Lights.
Well, there you have it, folks. How to pretend to be a football fan.
Coherence be damned.
I think all we really need is confidence.
Mm-hmm. Which we showed boldly we during did. That.
Heaping helpings of mm-hmm. confidence.
You know, I think that just comes with practice.
Just like football.
Just like football. Thank you so much, Tristan, for coming on our podcast.
It was my pleasure.
It was our pleasure.
Oh. Yeah. Living legend, Tristan Foy.
Well.
Great improviser.
Oh, stop.
Great friend. Yep. Oh. Great mustache.
That's right. Great arm.
Maybe I'll toss the old pigskin with you guys sometime.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Oh.
We are on iTunes.
Yeah. You can subscribe. You can rate us.
5 stars, please.
Yeah.
That just helps other people find mm-hmm. our podcast.
Even if you don't listen to it, please rate us 5 stars.
Yeah. If you're not listening to this, give us 5 stars. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
If you are listening, then give it what you think it deserves.
5 stars, though, would be great. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I've been Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Tristan Foy.
And remember, play the game.
Clear your shame.
Blue 42.
And print.